Well, a few days ago, we spoke to the CEO of the Arthur Rank Hospice charity, Sharon Allen, and she was telling us about that, like many charities, they're facing a huge shortfall in funding this year because everyone's being locked indoors. But obviously, there's also a corresponding, I'm guessing, increase in demand for all their services. I'm joined on the line by community team lead for the Arthur Rank Hospice charity, Barry. Very good afternoon to you, Barry.
Good afternoon, Neil.
You're really at the sharp end of this then. You're seeing day-to-day what's going on. How are things and how are you finding demand for your services?
Well, at the moment, the demand for services have increased. We have experienced quite a sharp increase with the number of referrals we've had over the last few weeks and an increase in the number of telephone calls and calls from patients and professionals regarding advice. So there has been a knock-on effect with increases to our demand for our services.
Now, just remind us exactly, obviously people know about the wonderful hospice you've got at Shelf of Bottom, but remind us what other services you do out in the community.
Well, we've got our community clinical nurse specialist team that goes out to support patients and families at home. We also have our hospice at home day and night service, which is where our healthcare assistants, when we are allocating our patients, would go out to spend time with our patients and provide personal care, emotional and psychological support for patients and their families. So we've actually got two elements to that service. So the main core of the hospice home team is actually providing the night care. So the healthcare assistants will be with patients between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. So it's a nighttime service. And we also have some of our patients, we've got our hospice at home day service where our healthcare assistants will go out to provide some personal care and support to patients who may require that physical support while packages of care is being set up elsewhere through the continuing healthcare funding.
Okay, and I'm guessing, of course, that an awful lot of people who are on a normal day-to-day basis don't need your services. They're looked after by relatives or family and things like that. With self-isolating and the social distancing going on, some people unable to provide that. Are they picking up the phone to you?
Yes, they are. Yeah, we are getting a lot more phone calls with regards to advice and support. We are having to provide more telephone support because of the restrictions on sort of the movement and self-isolation and protecting ourselves, but we are screening our patients and we are talking to our family members and just basically following the government guidelines on that. So as far as we're concerned, we're still trying to provide the services as we can, as normal as we can, but just taking into consideration the restrictions and following the government advice.
I'm guessing you've taken some of these things, though, and adapted to modern technology. And I see on your press release you've adapted a couple of your services.
Yes, we've had to embrace the use of digital technology and sort of social media and using sort of conferencing calls to talk to our professional colleagues who may be located at other sites or working remotely, but also looking at the possibility of actually trying to sort of conduct consultations and assessments with patients and families, providing they've got the technology to be able to receive at the other end. So we are, you know, within this crisis, looking at the opportunities and seeing how we can adapt to this to hopefully keep the services running as normal and ensuring that our patients and our families can still access our services.
But as we say, as Sharon said just a few days ago, and as the press release highlights again this morning, you know, there's some of your funding is sorted. That comes from contracts that you've got with the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Commissioning Group. So you're okay on that score, but you're still £4 million a year that you've got to raise, and that's going to be a struggle this year, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think the pandemic's had a devastating impact already on our ability to fundraise. We obviously have to risk assess and look at the events and things that are coming up in terms of our fundraising events. And yeah, that has had a huge impact on our ability to raise the funds through those routes. So we are having to look at other ways. And really, this is why we're having to appeal to our community just for that support to be able to continue to sustain the vital services that we provide here at Arthur Rank.
Okay, how can people support you? Is there a website?
Yeah, so at the moment on our Arthur Rank website, we've got the links for donations. So if you click on the Arthur Rank website, which is www.arhc.org.uk, we've got our Support Our Services appeal, and there's a box on the front of that page where anybody could donate to us through that route if they are able to. We would very much appreciate that support, and it's certainly essential that we continue to have that support to be able to maintain the services that we're running and to make sure that it's sustainable into the future.
Okay, and is there anything else you need as well, apart from just pure hard cash, which I guess, you know, there are one or two people who are going to be able, well, plenty of people are going to be able to help out, I'm sure, but one or two people might say, well, I can't do that, but there's other things I can do. Is there anything else you need?
Well, in terms of our sort of voluntary support at the moment, I think certainly the volunteers that we have at the moment, we're having to sort of redeploy some of the staff to work in other areas at the moment. So some of our shop workers have been offering to volunteer to drive sort of essential supplies to some of our clinical colleagues who work out in the community. You know, we've had a number of appeals for people in the community who have been able to offer personal protective equipment. So we've had that support coming in from areas of our community. I think, to be honest, if anyone feels that they feel the need that they would like to offer some support in some way, then what I would suggest is to contact our communications team here at Arthur Rank. And if there's any way that you feel that you can help us, then by all means give us a ring and we can talk it through to see how and in what way you can support us. Because any support at the moment at this time, I think, would be greatly appreciated.
Fantastic, Barry. All right, well, we wish you well, and we'll send all our love, as always, down to everyone down there at Shelford Bottom and to your day centre in Wisbeach as well, the Alan Hudson Day Treatment Centre in Wisbeach. But stay safe, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon, Barry.
Thank you, Neil. Take care now.